Well, turn with me again to the prophecy of Isaiah in chapter 40. The prophecy of Isaiah. We want to consider this morning verses 3 to 5 of chapter 40. Following on from what we considered last Lord's Day morning, the first two verses. But I want to begin reading at the fifth verse of chapter 39. Then Isaiah said to Hezekiah, "Hear the word of Jehovah of hosts. Behold, the days are coming when all that is in your house and what your fathers have accumulated until this day shall be carried to Babylon. Nothing shall be left, says Jehovah. And they shall take away some of your sons who will descend from you, whom you will beget, and they shall be eunuchs in the palace of the king of Babylon." So Hezekiah said to Isaiah, "The word of Jehovah which you have spoken is good." For he said, "At least there will be peace and truth in my days. A comfort, yes, comfort my people, says your God. I speak comfort to Jerusalem and cry out to her that her warfare is ended, that her iniquity is pardoned, for she has received from Jehovah's hand double for all her sins." And then our text, "The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of Jehovah, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted and every mountain and hill brought low. The crooked places shall be made straight and the rough places smooth. The glory of Jehovah shall be revealed. And all flesh shall see together, for the mouth of Jehovah has spoken." We know from our own reading this morning and what we have considered before that the background to these words of God in chapter 40 is that in the immediate context that has gone on previously of great distress and disappointment that is going to come upon the man of God, Hezekiah, according to the prophet Isaiah, and even his descendants. And it's in the against the background of that that Jehovah speaks comfort to his people in Isaiah chapter 40. And as we saw last time, there's about 130 years or so assumed as the words of Isaiah 40 begin to unfold. Not assumed, but prophesied. So these are words of comfort that is pronounced by Jehovah through Isaiah the prophet of what God is going to do for these people who are his people, his disobedient and his self-willed people. And in verses 3 to 11 we have three voices. We have only time to consider the first one in verses 3 to 5. And you'll notice that the voice of God through his servants in the first place speaks of the condition, the spiritual condition of his people. You notice what we are told there. The voice of Jehovah's servant is crying where? in the wilderness. It's a barren place. These are, of course, metaphors that are to give us an understanding, that are meant to give us an understanding of the condition of God's people. A voice that is not only shouting out, but the shout